Hawaiian Airlines has a pivotal year ahead, facing the strongest competition it has had in many years as Southwest Airlines moves into the market. Will that new competitive climate drive down the price of international inter-island air travel? Reporter Stuart Yurton has the story in today's Civil Beat Reality Check. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Chris.
Hawaiian has been operating in what might be described as a pretty comfortable environment for a while, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And it's, as you said, a very pivotal year coming up. So we'll see how comfortable the climate remains for the airline.
Well, it hasn't had serious competition of the kind it's about to face in quite a while, yeah?
Well, that's right. The one thing, though, we don't know is whether Southwest is going to be flying inter-island or only to the mainland. Mm-hmm. Regardless, there generally is an effect that is known as the Southwest effect. When Southwest moves into a market, it typically drives fares down. So the question here is that going to happen here?
Well, when the choices were flying inter-island Hawaiian or Aloha, the prices were a lot lower than they are now, aren't they?
The prices were lower when, yes, competition generally means lower prices. The issue, again, that we're looking at is what route Southwest is going to fly and whether that's going to drive prices down. If you talk to the Mark Dunkerley, as we did, they're really looking at flights from the West Coast to Hawaii and trying to get a sense of what Southwest is likely to do and what effect that might have on fares. So that's really the story here as we know it. Again, we're still waiting to hear from Southwest exactly what they're going to do. I reached out to them and they wrote back and said, we just can't tell you yet. So we don't know what's going to happen. Hawaiian doesn't know what's going to happen. And no one knows, I guess, except Southwest. And they're not really telling us yet.
Well, one question that would come up, Stuart, is if they're going to fly inter-island, would they need to do that with, would they need to bring in aircraft specifically for that purpose, yeah?
Well, that's one of many questions they would have to ask. I mean, there are questions about space at the airports. There are a number of questions that we just don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, what we do know is Hawaiian has a bunch of new planes coming in, and that's part of the story. They have a fleet of these Airbus jets. They're smaller, and they're going to have more routes to the mainland year-round than they have now. So that's a good thing for Hawaii travelers going to the mainland. They also have a new CEO coming in, as we mentioned. Peter Ingram's taking over for Mark Dunkerley, who had a long run, 15 years, brought the airline out of bankruptcy and really kind of grew it to what it is today. So it's a big year for Hawaiian Airlines. And Southwest and what it's going to be doing is a major part of that.
Sounds as if the effect on us has yet to be fully determined. Thanks a lot, Stuart.
Thank you, Chris.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Stuart Yurton.